Happy Lingo. Happy Lingo. Oh, that watermelon.
Why, there's Bill, just the boy I'm looking for. Come over here, Bill. I want to talk to you.
Hey, look here, man. What do you want?
Hey, boy, what are you doing?
I ain't done a lick of work for the last 6 months.
Yeah, I can get you a good job out here on the farm.
Is it easy?
Yes, easy work.
Not hard.
No, no hard work about it.
Well, what I got to do?
Why, you get about 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning?
Mm-hmm. Go out the barn and clean out all the stalls, feed the stock, and help us repair the harness.
Then I expect breakfast will be ready, won't it?
No, it's too early for breakfast yet.
Don't eat yet?
Why, no, then you get the milk pail. Sit down and you milk about 20 to 30 cows.
Uh-huh.
And then you drive your cows down to the pasture. Then come back and hitch up a pair of horses, put your milk in the wagon, drive on down the railroad station, deliver your milk.
Hey, look here, how far is the railroad station from the barn?
Oh, about 9 miles.
Then do I come back and eat?
Yeah, by that time you'll have a good country breakfast.
Oh, that's what I do love is a country breakfast. Look here, what am I going to get for breakfast?
Mush and milk.
Mush and milk?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Say, look here, then after breakfast, I expect I can go down under the tree and smoke a pipe, can't I?
Why, no, right after your breakfast, you want to get on your job.
On the job?
Yes, you hitch up a pair of horses, get over in the field, and plow up about 18 or 20 acres of land.
Say, look here, man, I thought you told me this year was easy.
Why, this is not hard work for a big, strong, healthy boy like you.
I wish I wasn't so healthy.
Then you get your axe and your buckthorn, you chop up about 8 or 10 cords of wood.
Then I expect dinner will be ready, won't it?
Well, yes, by that time you'll have a good appetite.
Well, in the name of the Lord, what am I going to get for dinner?
Fried mush.
Fried mush. I'd be full of mush. Then I expect after dinner, I can go read the paper, can't I?
Why, no, you can't read no paper in the daytime on a farm.
Can't read no paper?
Why, no, you get your grub hole, get over there in the swamp, and help grub up about 60 or 70 stumps.
Come. Oh, for the Lord, then supper's ready?
Why, no, you come on back to the barn and help us pick up 15 or 20 ton of hay up in the hayloft.
Oh, this is so easy. Then after that, I expect I can eat supper, can't I?
Why, no, you go down to the pasture and drive your cows up to the barn, sit down, milk your cows, take the milk on down to the railroad station.
Then I expect I'll go and eat my supper too, won't I?
Yes, by that time you'll have your supper.
Look here, what am I going to get for supper? Oh, what am I going to get?
Mush and molasses.
Mush and molasses. Well, Lord, that's worth more of it. Say, look here, then can I go to bed after that?
Why, no, after your supper you do your chores.
Chores in the name of the Lord and Tom Walker and the rest of them. What I do to hunt the chores?
Why, you go out the barn, make all the beds for the stock, go up the hayloft, pick down the hay, fill up the manger. Then take your water pail, go on down the river, bring up some water, and water all the cows.
Little man, how far is the river from the barn?
Oh, about a mile and a half.
Mile and a half?
Mm-hmm.
How many buckets of water them cows drink?
Well, if they're very thirsty, they might drink 2 or 3 buckets apiece.
Say, don't you think it'd be better for me to watch the river up to the cows?
Why, no, that's impossible.
Well, say, then do I go to sleep after that?
Why, no, you go out the corn crib and help husk about 100 bushels of corn.
Naughty, that scandalous. Then do I go to sleep?
Why, then you can go to bed and sleep from Monday till Tuesday.
Monday till Tuesday, that's good.
You go to bed 11:55 Monday night, and you get up 12:05 Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning? Say, look here, man, that's only 10 minutes sleep. Say, then what? Then what? Then what I get for this?
Why, you get $4 a month and we'll find you.
Look here, man, you give me $4 and I'll be doggone if you'll ever find this nigger.